The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to jump in on the radio program, we're going to switch gears. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, friends, right before the break, we were actually talking about just basically what's going on in your country and what people are afraid and unwilling to tell you. America is in trouble. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're not going to get around it. You can keep acting like it's not there. You can keep running around the elephant that's in the middle of the living room, but it's not going to fly, friends. You have to deal with it. You have a government now in your country that's been governing against the will of the people according to the laws of our republic, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights since the day he's been there. It's not going to just go away. Is that how he's working with you? Isn't it interesting? Why is it that people won't call it for what it is? Even when we were talking about this last night, why is it that when government sees corruption in government, how come they don't call it for what it really is? Corruption. It's unlawful. Okay, what happens when someone like me, one of us peasants' friends, breaks the law? What would you call me? A lawbreaker, a criminal. Who needs to be called in? The law needs to be brought in. Who is the law in this country, friends? You are one nation under the God that gave you the law. And when you fail to do that, remember what it says on the Supreme Court building, justice is the guardian of liberty. When you leave off justice, you embolden these criminals to keep doing what they're doing. And they keep doing it, and they're emboldened more and more and more and more because the American people let it. Now let's go back over the last 10 years and say that there is a state of terror, which I've never believed there was. Why is this government trying to disarm you, friends? Does that make sense? Well, we have a terrorism problem in our country, and our government is saying we want to take away your guns. Is that not telling?
Yeah.
I mean, look, you got a president in the White House right now who he celebrates Ramadan inside of the White House. He's friends with the Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, enemies, sworn enemies of America. Down with America. They call you the great Satan. He's their ally, friends. And he blatantly says it. He decries Christianity through word and deed. And he promotes what? What does he promote? Islam. Can anybody see this yet? I mean, it goes on and on and on. Isn't it interesting? He talks about the war on women. You know, the conservatives are, no, what he's doing is just demonizing anybody that doesn't agree with him. Mm-hmm. Well, he's the one that actually does it. Mm-hmm. I mean, like throwing acid on their wife or, you know, have honor killings, like 3,000 of them in the UK. You know, the religion of peace.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. But this is what he advocates. And see, even the useful idiots that he's using in his own party right now, they haven't caught on to what's going on yet, but they will soon enough. Because they think it's down with America, down with America. Wow, that's pretty interesting that you'd say that. So what happens to the freedom that was given to you by those terrorists called your forefathers then? That's all you've ever known, and yet you kick against the goats? And here's the other thing. What is this governing authority, supposedly, in this White House right now? What are they working against? Everything that's been fought to give us. Why is that? Who's the enemy, friends? I'm not disobeying the laws of the land. This administration and its cohorts across the country, governors, that go hook, line, and sinker with this administration. They're the ones breaking the law. But you're giving them time through the state-run media to demonize anybody that doesn't agree with their ideology. That's what's dangerous, friends. That's the real danger. Silence is dangerous to this country. So is apathy. Edmund Burke was right when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's where we're at. We're not going to get away from that.
Every single congressional voice that has authority to deal with the presidency or this administration, every single governor who has the authority to deal with this presidency, every single attorney general who has the authority to deal with this presidency, stands down and stays silent.
No, because they're told that, listen, if you go too far, we're going to go after you through the state-run media, our friends in the state-run media. So what? Mm-hmm. And then what? What? You lose the approval of the state-run media, but you gain the approval of 395 million people that are in agreement with what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Which one do you want? I just don't want anybody to talk bad about me. You're a coward.
Yep.
And we need to deal with the cowards.
Yep. Because the cowards are what prevents progress. On your latest commentary on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook, Game Over Moderate Conservatives, we had a gentleman actually comment saying Romney was two-faced, and that came out at the expensive campaign dinner in Minnetonka when he did not think there was anybody taping him. He has not a clue what people in poverty are going through, or the disabled, or living on fixed income, nor will he ever, as he has shown, he is out for his own good.
Sure is.
You just talked about the governors. Well, the mainstream media may come after me. Or those that do have the authority right now that we vested in them, we the people, to stand up against tyranny, to protect us from tyranny, even in our own government.
Yeah.
Because our own government can protect us from our own government. That's why there's checks and balances.
It's supposed to be.
But because they're out for their own good, they don't.
That's right.
Which shows they're not serving the people.
Isn't that interesting, though? I mean, everybody's talking massive voter fraud, but you're not hearing anything from the Romney camp about that.
No. It's his time
was
to go
that,
away.
Was that, you did your job, see you later, goodbye? Yep. Okay. You know, they said today that he doesn't have a money problem. I told the American people this before when he was running. I said, I guarantee you one thing. That boy's making a lot of money. Millions and millions and millions of dollars of the fearful Americans. And why are they afraid? They're afraid of the administration that says they're going to take revenge on you if they win a re-election. Valerie Jarrett. Yeah.
And he got his notoriety buzz, which a lot of these guys are going for.
So but he's going down as a coward.
That's exactly right. And you see, now, this is one thing I was thinking about earlier. Is it, do we think for some reason that all of a sudden they're going to plunder us, and it's going to get to the point where they've plundered so much that they're just going to have a change of heart? Criminals will never have a change of heart until justice comes into the picture.
Always.
Because the more they get away with it, the more emboldened they become. They don't all of a sudden have a change of heart and say, wow, I've killed a lot of people, or I've stole from a lot of people. Maybe I need to change my ways.
That's the cycle of liberty.
Exactly.
That's the fruit of liberty. Thomas Jefferson said, the liberty tree.
Yep.
Really quick, friends, I'm going to come back to that quote. Thus saith the Lord, standing in the old ways, and see and ask for the old paths, or is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what the people said? And this is what I'm hearing the American people say? Because you're turning the wrong direction, America, not only to hopelessness, but to immorality, which are the real issues.
Yep.
It's not the economy. You have economic problems because you have moral problems. A government that steals and lies.
Yep.
That's why you have an economic problem. They're stealing your tax money, and they're reallocating their finances, they think, their finances, your finances, into the programs and bureaucracies that they want and create.
Yep.
That's why you have an economic problem in this country, because they're liars and they're thieves. I hope everybody got that. But God said they will not walk therein. They will not listen. Listen to what Thomas Jefferson said. What country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that this people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms, said Thomas Jefferson. The remedy is to set them aright as to the facts, pardon and pacify them. What signify a few lost in a century or two? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's its natural manure. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now check this out, friends. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But the people said, we will not walk therein. We don't want that way. Listen to what he says right after this. And I will set watchmen over you, and saying, hearken, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. The trumpet was blowing the trumpet to warn the people of the dangers that are round about them. It's like Isaiah 42 where it says they were burned and they didn't know it. So I don't want to get too... folks, I have tons of hope. I just want you to understand that. I have tons of fight. I have tons of life. And sometimes it gets to the point where you feel like you're being so sarcastic. But there's no other way to get it off at times. It's just so ridiculous. And I am so sick and tired of everybody talking about the problems like a dog chasing its tail. Rhetorical talk. Truthless talk. That we have to bring forth resolve. And the only people that can bring forth the resolve are those that take responsibility for the wrongs that we have allowed on our time. And I'm sorry even to say are, because I have not been guilty of that. So it's time for the people to take responsibility and turn and win their country back.
You know, and I want to just give a couple examples, because when you're talking about I have hope, that is exactly what you have if you're born of the Spirit of God. Because there is nowhere in Scripture where you can find, if you stand for that which is right and you stand for truth, that you don't have hope, because the hope is found in Christ. I read two parables this morning. One was about the rich young ruler who came up to Christ and said, Master, what am I missing? And the Lord said, you know, have you kept the commandments? And he said, yes. And then he goes to the point of, well, he looked on him and who he loved, and he said, go sell all you have and come follow me.
Mark 10.
The master wanted, or the rich man wanted to bring what he had into the kingdom of Christ. In other words, he still had something. And in America right now, a lot of people are saying,
and the Bible says that this one thing, Jesus went after this one thing. Mm-hmm. This one thing you lack.
Yep.
Jesus always goes for the one thing that you think is okay.
Which I believe he just did in this last election, which he's been doing for decades now in our country. Christ is going for the one thing. He's not letting it come in. Imagine had we have been blessed and we would have got rid of this administration, where would we be at right now? The next person that he goes and talks to is a blind man. He has nothing. He has nothing to bring in, nothing to bring to Christ. And he screams out, Christ, heal me, heal me. He knew where to go for his hope. This man was blind. He wasn't rich. He wasn't wealthy like the rich man, who actually didn't go into the kingdom of heaven, according to
the people actually told him, hey, listen, shut up, dude. We don't want to hear it. Yeah.
And you know what? People say the same thing to the prophetic voices that say there is hope, there is hope, there is hope. He was going to Christ for the hope, Christ for the hope, Christ for the hope, nothing in himself.
Yeah.
And Christ gave him his deliverance, didn't he?
Yeah.
He gave him his sight. And guess what he did? Christ told the rich man, go sell what you have and come follow me. This blind man, all Christ did was heal him. The blind man followed him on his own accord. The hope is always in Christ. There's no scriptural reference where it wasn't dark because that's when Christ raised up his men.
Jake, why is it that, and friend, I'm talking to you right now, why is it that IBM and big corporations will hire troubleshooters to come into their company and tell them what's wrong with their company so they can flourish? But the church stops the mouth of the prophetic, or attempts to. It's not the church. It's the hypocrites. Why is it?
That's right. Because
the church won't judge themselves, and the Bible says, judge yourselves that you be not judged with the world. Mm-hmm. But that's what the professed church in America does not do, is take their wrong, and the next thing you know, they begin to open the doors up to the wolves, and the wolves come in and devour it, like homosexuality and abortion, and they justify it. They either justify it inadvertently, or they do it through omission.
Yep. It's a false sense of security, because even Christ said, if you leave your father, your mother, your riches, your wealth, you'll get those all restored on earth and in heaven, but with persecution, it says. So this false sense of security that goes on in the church, IBM, they can't fake that.
Yeah.
Either it's in their bottom line. And
they
hire
IBM hires these troubleshooters,
right,
Jake.
Because it's a real world. They are going for money. And you can't hide money. You can't manipulate money. If you're losing money, you need to fix your problems so you can make money again.
That is so good.
But the church thinks that their problems are fixed as long as everything is naturally going well. And Christ says, that's not where your riches are. Look at the church of Laodicea. They were rich. They were increased in goods. They thought they had it going on. And Christ said, you're blind. And you're clothed in rags.
Yeah.
You don't see it because it's spiritual. It's a false sense.
R.W. Barber said this, and he was exactly right. He said, he who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. That's exactly right. Let's switch gears. Yeah?
Hey, you know what?
What?
This is a good gear to switch on, but just what we're talking about right now is exactly what the message the Lord has brought this ministry through. I just got an email the other day. It said, I actually bought two of your CDs. Now, folks, with our CDs, we put our message on it. It said, one for myself and one for my pastor. I wonder how that's going to go over. Anyways, he liked it. I would like to see this message played at my church. Listen to what the constituency is saying of the churches. The congregation. Look at what the people are saying that are, quote, Republican or conservative are saying of their leaders. I want this non-compromising message to be preached at my church, denoting it's not preached there right now.
Yeah.
And they go in there with a smile and thinking my pastor's going to embrace this. The pastor's the problem.
Yeah. Nine times out of ten, that's exactly what we found, friends. Been in ministry for a long time, 17 years of my life. Every time without fail, it's the pastor.
He said,
leader of the church.
I think this message is powerful. Denoting that it's lacking power where he's going right now. This is the answer, folks. We're focusing on the answer. We may use some of the ideas in our Tea Party Outreach program. After this election, we're going to talk about our future and how we can become more effective. And this is literally, and this is why I always encourage you every show, folks, we don't need to move units. This isn't a business model.
Yeah.
Folks, when you get this message, it's the same message that Christ has birthed through us that opened our eyes to bring us onto fruit-bearingness.
Yeah.
And, folks, I encourage you to do the same thing. And all of these products are on the website.
And let me encourage the pastor. It's a good thing Moses didn't take a poll before he brought the children of Israel to the promised land, right? You need to tell your board to shut up if you get something from God.
That's right.
And you need to stand up and lead the way.
Or maybe
because that's what America's waiting for is leadership, namely in the church. The Tea Partiers should be going hand in glove with the church first, then politics. Exodus 18:21.
That's right. The church needs to head it up with the more.
And isn't it interesting, too? Just case in point, then let's switch gears really quick. I want to go back to the old past. I want to show people what it was like back in 1936 all the way to the present. But isn't it interesting that the man who complains about the way the ball bounces is probably 9 times out of 10 to be the one who dropped the ball. Isn't that right? They're the ones complaining about it. Listen, my complaint goes with action first and foremost. My complaint is there to right the wrongs.
You're complaining
if you can't. There's no sense in complaining about it. You're part of the problem.
Which is exactly why David complained in Psalms. He was complaining because he was in the battle and he was complaining about a legitimate thing that he was fighting.
He was complaining about the right thing. Lord, I need you to answer me.
That's
the right complaint.
I have to have it.
Yes.
But the guy who drops the ball reminds me of the talking head. Those with the power and the constituency behind them They drop the ball, but then they go complain about how the ball bounces. The pastor complains about how we're morally depraved and that private or that Catholic school across the street is just going to hell in a handbasket. And boy, this administration, and they drop the ball and then they complain about the ball bouncing.
Yeah. It, as we say so much, there wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. That's exactly right. Liberty means responsibility, friends. That's why most men dread it. All right? Cool? All right. I'm going to go to 1936, talking about going to the old past. For those that weren't around then, neither was I. Matter of fact, all the way up until 1980, I was barely around. Let's go back to 1936. The president of the United States was Franklin Roosevelt. The vice president of the United States was John Garner. Life expectancy in 1936 was 59 years, 59.7 years. A new house in 19... I love this stuff. I really do. I wonder what it would have been like. We can go back to this too, by the way, friends. You respond to the truth. 1936 cost of living, a new house. You ready for this? $300,000. $200,000. $100,000?
I was like, huh?
$50,000 for a new house in 1936. $10,000. That's it. $10,000? Yeah, that's good. Boy, that's really cheap. No. $5,000? Nope, it didn't cost $5,000 for a brand new house in 1936. A brand new house in 1936 was $3,925. The Lord says, go back to the old
that's a mortgage
past, payment. Friends. Jeremiah 6:16. You're going to either settle for man's 10,000 commandments, or you're going to listen to God's simple 10 commandments. These people lived by God's 10 commandments. Average income in 1936, $1,713 per year.
Do you think the government was involved in the mortgage industry then?
Very little. New car, 1936, $780. Wow. All right. Average rent in 1936, $24 per month. Whoa, dude.
I fucking hate that.
That would be grand. A tuition to Harvard University.
You're going to go to Massachusetts.
Tuition in 1936, friends, was $420 per year. A movie ticket, they're inches its way in to destroy the country, Hollywood, because the church gave up in 1968 of vetting movies, by the way. Movie ticket, 25 cents. Gasoline, you ready for this? 10 cents per gallon in 1936. United States postage stamp, 3 cents. A pound of hamburger was 12 cents. Eggs were 18 cents per dozen. Bacon was 30 cents per pound. Coffee per pound, 38 cents. Vitamin D milk, 48 cents. Friends, wow. God said go back to the old past, and the people said we will not have it that way. No, it's time to return, friends. Be right back after this break. 1-877-8-
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, now, guys, here's the deal. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you were born in this era, we want to hear from you so you can tell us what it was like. Me and Jake, we're some young guys. And no, we are not from Bangkok. Oh,
Some young guy.
Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But the people said, we will not walk therein. What year are you at? 1940. What do you got for 1940? 1-877-807-9977.
President Roosevelt again, and John Garner. Tom Brokaw came to life that year.
Okay, what did you say now?
Tom Brokaw came to life that year.
Okay.
That's the guy we've gospel at the RNC.
So what?
He came to life so that
he would
meet
us. Okay, so the president was Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yep, and Mr. Garner. Again, John Garner was the vice president.
Okay.
And a new house was $3,925.
What was the life expectancy, Jake? I got to walk you through this. You're not kind of getting the picture here, friend.
What was expectancy? 62.9 years old.
In 1940.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. How much was the house?
New house was $3,925.
How much?
$3,925. Did it drop from 30? Because I know that there was some drop.
No, it was 39. Oh, okay. In 1936, it was $3,900.
Remember the
for
depression.
A brand new house.
Yep.
Now just think they have you indebted for hundreds of thousands of dollars of. For a house.
I was going to say, that's about a mortgage payment for a lot of higher-end, middle-income
people. I ain't got
people.
No mortgage payment that high.
There's a lot of people.
I don't want
that
people
do.
To think I'm not rich. Then they're going to think I'm not successful.
Average income was $1,725 per year. A new car was $850.
1940
cost of average rent was $30 per month. The cost of in 1940, the tuition to Harvard University was $420.
Wow.
Looks like they decreased $5, didn't they? Wasn't it $425? And some of these things, they're actually going down. Isn't that the right way to go? Movie ticket was 30 cents in 1940.
30? All right, it's starting to go up a little bit, a nickel.
Gas was 11 cents per gallon.
Wow.
United States postage stamp was 3 cents each. For a postage stamp, what are they up to now? 45,
it's 48? Stupid, dude. It's really stupid. 1954, okay, maybe we're going to start getting some Elvis wannabes calling in or something. I don't know. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Here it is. 1954. Okay? Come on. You know, a lot of these guys, they got their hair slicked back still.
1954.
President of the United States.
Wait a minute. I have 1950.
Oh, give me that one, dude. Then we're going to switch up here. Sorry about that. I didn't know that we went back. Cool. Okay. I'll go back to 1950.
A decade after the last.
President of the United States, Mr. Harry Truman. Harry. Well, you want to talk about infiltration of mob back then? You should read his story. Oh, did I miss?
Missed a couple of years. Not to confuse anybody, but...
I'm good. Okay, now we're going to go back to 1942. Sorry about that. Thank you. President of the United States, 1942, for the third time, Franklin Roosevelt. Vice President of the United States, Henry Wallace. Life expectancy in 1942 was 62.9.
About the same.
Yeah. 1942 cost of living, a new house, going up a little bit, $3,775. Average income in 1942 was $1,885 per year. A brand new car in 1942 was $920. The average rent in 1942 was $35 per month. What's happened?
The government got involved.
There you go.
That's literally what happened.
Yeah.
It takes the competition out of the free enterprise system, and then the rates just keep going up.
Yeah. Then everybody wants to be in government so they can be the demigod.
That's right.
Tuition to Harvard University, 1942, $420 per year. A movie ticket, 1942, was 30 cents. Gasoline was, oh my gosh, this is inflation to the max, 15 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp, 3 cents each. Bacon, a pound, 45 cents. Eggs, 20 cents per dozen. Ground hamburger, a pound was 30 cents per pound. A loaf of bread in 1942 was 9 cents.
Ooh.
Okay, you're at 19. Oh, no, Jake, this is the problem. Now you're going to 1950.
Switching up here. 1950. Who was president? None other than Harry Truman.
You mean it wasn't Fonzie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, I thought it was Fonzarelli.
Not Fonzarelli.
All right.
But Harry.
Harry.
Harry Truman. And Albin Barkley was the vice president.
Albin.
Yeah, you remember him, right?
Brother Albie.
Albin.
His mother must have been angry with him. Life. To name him Albin.
Albin.
Sorry about that if there's any Albins listening.
I think the only thing worse than Harry might be Harold.
And you know what's interesting is a lot of these guys that are named Harry, they're bald-headed. Is that an oxymoron or what? I'm not even kidding, dude. It's like, hey, Harry, it's like, whoa. Boy, that looks like a cue ball, dude.
Why isn't there? Yeah, maybe there should be a name called Baldy.
Could be.
Okay, life expectancy in 1950.
Well, maybe in a couple of years we can call you Baldy then.
60, like Baldy Locks?
Is it okay?
I'd say Locks. I'd say Baldy.
No, I'd say the other guy.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay, well, that's true.
A lot's riding on that.
Yes.
I live from meal to meal. Life expectancy was 68.2
years. Do you want me to tell the people how you live from meal to meal, Jake?
You give away my dietary secrets?
No, I won't.
I'm thinking about trademarking it and selling it, you know.
What's the life expectancy in 1950?
68.2 years old.
It's going up.
People are getting older.
Wow, okay.
1950, a new house was $8,450. That's quite the jump.
Yes.
Average income was $3,216 per year.
Yep.
A new car was $1,500.
Okay, now we're starting to see a little bit of a decline. The rate of inflation from 1950 to now is 860%, friends.
Woo!
Things are getting better or they're getting worse?
It's got nothing to do with the Federal Reserve, of course.
Sure.
Has nothing to do with the fact that Congress gives the permission to print money, and then we have the printing presses that print off more money than we have gold, and then we erase the gold standard.
Yeah, I remember seeing those bills that said, like, redeem here for silver.
Sure.
Yeah, I remember those, and that's pretty cool.
If you have
how
any,
come I don't see that anymore?
If you have any, the police will be over to your house, so just don't
is that true?
Put that under the hat. Depends how much. And by the way, if you want to
purchase... Don't keep that under the hat, or do you want me to keep that under the hat?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Well, you need another sip of
but I'll tell
your
you what,
tea over there.
If you do have silver nowadays, right, you're going to invest in silver, you're going to buy because it's monetary, silver dollars,
yeah.
You actually have to pay a tax on that. You can't trade a dollar of paper currency.
This isn't the same America back in 1950 that you're talking about right now.
1950, you
to the present.
Rent, average rent, was about $75 per month.
Really?
Your tuition to Harvard, well, they're upping it a little bit because people are getting smarter, I suppose. $600 per year for Harvard. Movie ticket was 65 cents
going up
each. Yep. Gasoline, 18 cents per gallon. You think they were getting it from Saudi Arabia?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
United States postage stamp. Wow, still
I tell my wife her face is so beautiful, it belongs on a postage stamp.
That's pretty nice. I'll bet she enjoys that.
I'm sorry that you can't tell your wife that.
I own the post office. That's the trick.
That was...
Was that
1950?
Again?
Yeah.
Again?
That's how good it was, Jake. What's your next point?
Is that like something falling to the ground and hitting? Like the piano out the window?
1950, Jake.
Yep. 3 cents for a postage stamp. That's all, unless you want me to tell you who was born then. No, you don't want me to tell you.
No, we could care less. 1954, interesting facts. President of the United States, 1954, friends, who was it? Dwight Eisenhower, Vice President of the United States. Got a nose like Pinocchio. Hint.
I'm not a crook.
That's right. Richard Nixon. Boy, we should tell the people about Watergate and what it was really about, shouldn't we?
Or the fact that he brought in the EPA. Yes, a conservative brought it in.
Okay, we'll talk about that another day. Life expectancy in 1954, 68 years old. It's going up. New house in 1954. Houses are just starting to skyrocket here. $10,250. Average income in 1954, $3,960. A new car in 1954, $1,700. It sounds foreign, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Average rent, $85 a month. Things getting better, friends? Without God? Tuition to Harvard University, $800 per year. I think it doubled. Movie ticket in 1954, 70 cents. Gasoline, 22 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp, 3 cents each. 1954, eggs, a dozen, 26 cents. Bacon, 57 cents a pound. Fresh ground hamburger, 55 cents per pound. Let's go to 10 pounds of sugar. Wow, this is crazy. 10 pounds of sugar back in 1954 was 85 cents for 10 pounds of sugar, Jake.
That's a lot of sugar.
Yes, it is.
Can't even buy a candy bar for that anymore.
What's that?
Can't even buy a candy bar for 84 cents anymore.
Is that ridiculous? A buck. And a buck 25. It's like, you out of your mind.
Somebody done something with the sugar.
Totally.
1970, the president was... Not a crook. Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
The vice president was Spiro Agnew.
No. You got to slow down. You got the wrong year. Jake, you're having a hard day here. Give me this.
Who gave me this book?
I don't know how that got into your hands.
Right.
1960.
It's my fault.
Yes.
1960.
You want to go back to 1960? Well, it's not my fault. You know that and everybody else does.
Dwight Eisenhower was the president again. I like Ike. Remember the buttons? Yes. Vice president.
Oh, hey, by the way, in the 50s, a lot of these antidepressants that Americans are putting their kids on are dangerous psychotropic drugs. Just a side note. They used to be illegal street drugs. Now they're telling you your kid needs them because they're ADHD.
Anybody ever heard of that?
Which, by the way, has never been proven. Just side note. I just thought I'd share that.
Yep. But if you market it enough, you tell a lie long enough and loud enough, eventually the people believe
it. You just put your kids on dangerous psychotropic drugs and then wonder why they, I don't know, what goes along with it?
I don't know. What's
murder,
what's wrong with his
self-infliction, suicide,
ideation. How did he do that in school?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Folks, we're going to come right back after this. We're going to take some phone calls. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Massey from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, I saw a picture of you on the internet recently.
I did.
You're like a child or something.
I did, too.
Is this the same Massey?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think it is. I became famous off that picture. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It reminds me of William Hung. You know, he just got famous off of it.
How did William Hung do that anyways, Jack?
Because he talked like this, and he was going to Berkeley, which has nothing to do with music at all, but I want to make music my career.
How did he sing, though? Can you give us a little taste there, Mr. Hung?
Talk to me. Tell me your name. You look at me. I'm the same.
That is.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the same kind of like time area as a we bad, we know it, we got the stuff to show it, and what you see is what you get, and you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm sorry, nothing yet.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing but nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Massey, but go ahead with your point.
Sorry. This is the famous guy.
This is what happens when you have a heavy work weekend. I think we're kind of coming out at the end of that there, so.
Yeah, you guys are unwinding right now.
Yes, we are.
It needs to happen.
Yeah, I got a nice cup of coffee in front of me, though, Massey, and it's like whipping the horse, you know?
God bless it, man.
Amen.
Greatest invention known to mankind.
Knock that off, well. Mother. Go ahead.
So, I was thinking about what you guys are talking about with the inflation and stuff like that, and you wonder, if the government wants to subsidize, and they have subsidized a lot of these industries,
they've regulated.
Prices gone down.
They've regulated.
Prices has gone down instead of going up.
Mm-hmm. You mean why have they gone up instead of gone down?
I'm sorry. Yeah, the other way.
Yeah, you got. Yeah. What do you call that? Besides confused.
Yeah. Confused. Transpose?
Yes.
Transpose.
Yes. Hey, Mass, we're the radio
exactly.
guys here. Okay?
I don't know where you come up with these sound effects, buddy.
Yes, but go ahead.
Okay, back off.
Jake, what was your point?
Well, my point was they come in to regulate. That's the first thing, right? We've got to get the playing field even.
Yes.
Now, if you notice, just take sports because it's so close to so many people's hearts. It'll go to one team and say, well, you know, your team's a lot better than the other team, so we're going to lease in your draft picks this year. You don't do that. It's all about money. It's all about a bottom line. It's all about competition. When you leave competition into the market, things work themselves out.
Yeah.
If you sell a crappy hamburger, guess what? You're going to go out of business.
That's right.
But if the government gets involved and they regulate out the smaller guy who makes a better hamburger, I was going to say builds,
yep.
who cooks a better hamburger, then guess what? Guys like McDonald's start to set the meat prices throughout all the world.
Yeah.
So then major corporations start to step in. Then guess what major corporations do? They hire lobbyists. And then when they're like, why do we hire lobbyists? Let's just buy a legislator
or a
congressperson.
That's right.
Or a president.
Yeah.
And then other countries get in on this whole thing and say, look, America's buying its own government. Maybe we can buy America's government.
Yeah.
And then guys like Obama and Clinton, or maybe the Bushes with their oil buddies.
And the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians. Other, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, here comes the New World Order. We got to level the playing field because America's way too competitive and we need to look more like Europe. And then we follow right in line there.
Yes.
But if you notice in these 30s, 40s, 50s, the government wasn't involved. As a matter of fact,
yeah, I got a couple more years ago. Massey, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
That's why
Next
Hoover,
time, say it in the right order.
That's right. That's why right. Hoover wasn't reelected. That's why Eisenhower came in.
Hey, but I just want to get back to the hamburgers.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they make a bad hamburger, they'll go out of business.
They should.
Now, I'm not being mean, but I just, right when you said that, I thought about this. This is why I never come over to your house when you ask me to come over for dinner.
This is the secret? Why?
It's not a secret.
I just said it didn't smell good.
Hundreds of thousands, 114,000 people just heard what I said, Jake. Where have you been?
Good point. 114 and growing.
That's right. Okay, so in saying that, you have to consider what I just said. This is why, bad hamburger. This is why I don't like coming over to your house, dude. I had to say it, and right now is the right time to let it out, and I did it. And this is love. This is what real love does.
What is it?
I'm not ever coming over to your house for dinner again because your wife burns my hamburgers. They look like hockey pucks, and I'm tired of it, dude. And you know what?
I like it well done.
I do. No, I don't. But even if I did, I couldn't put enough ketchup on those pucks that your wife calls hamburgers to drown out
Cookie's
the nasty taste of that puck she calls a hamburger.
Cooking is not my wife's forte.
You having problems with that? First Madonna, then McDonald's, and now, I mean, come on, dude. Yeah. Spit it out, would you there, Skippy? Are we doing okay? All right, let's go on to 1970, and we'll take this next phone call.
But we haven't done 1960!
Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. Massey's going to get me back now. Why don't you guys do it in order, yeah? 1-877-807-9977.
Cute baby picture,
get
Massey.
In while you can. 1-877-807-9977. Go for it.
President of the United States, I like Ike, Mr. Dwight Eisenhower.
1960.
Also said, beware of the military complex.
Yes.
Side note. Vice President of
Important
the United States.
Important note. Yes.
Richard Nixon.
Good for you. We just got an email from somebody from California. Just said the same exact thing.
Yep.
Good. Like minds think alike, don't they?
Excellent.
All right. Birds of a feather
flock together.
Yes, indeed they do.
Life expectancy.
Looks like a chicken, acts like a chicken, quacks and walks like a chicken, or a duck. What is it? I did that just because you had the sound effect of a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you like that?
I like
Instead
that.
Instead of a duck. See, hey. Now you can say, friends, Sons of Liberty are different in that way, too.
That's right, unique.
It's not the normal cliche and the normal.
Who wants to be normal?
Nobody does.
If you're normal, you're
People
not
are tired
show.
Of being normal. Case in point again, friends. Mm-hmm. If you're normal, you're not born of the Spirit of God. There's nothing normal about them guys.
Fact.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Normal in the sight of God, but in the sight of man, what is this? That's a normal man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Life expectancy, 69.7 years in 1960.
Yeah.
And a new house was about $12,675.
Yeah.
Your average income in 1960 is $5,199. A new car was $2,610.
Okay, now notice this shift here, because this is where the burnt hippies started doing their LSD and eating and smoking mushrooms.
Yep.
Okay, we got to make this quick. Go.
Average rent, $98. Tuition to Harvard, $1,250. Movie ticket, $1. Gasoline, 25 cents per gallon. Postage stamp, 4 cents. It's only gone up a penny in 2 decades.
1970, interesting fact. I'm going to take this next call. President of the United States, Richard Nixon. I'm not a crook. His vice president, Spiro Agnew. What a name. Oh.
Spyro. My first name was almost
life
Moses.
Life expectancy in 1970, 70.8 years. New house. Now here we go, friends. Ready? $23,400. This is when things started to shift majorly. Because they would not, as a matter of fact, in 1962, it's when the Supreme Court came in and committed an oligarchy where they wanted to become the demigods, which they have no power to do that, friends. They still work for you. And it's the weakest branch of government, friends, not the strongest or most powerful. They came in in 1962 and said, you know what, away with prayer. They ignored 97% of the people that agreed with the Constitution of the United States and our republic, and they voted in favor of the 3%.
Right.
This is when things started going backwards in our country, friends. 1970, average income, $9,357 per year. A new car, $3,979. Average rent, $140 per month. Tuition to Harvard, $2,400 per year. Movie ticket, $150. Gasoline, $36. United States postage stamp, 6 cents. Ignore God, look what happens. Okay, go ahead and do it your way, friends.
Do it your way.
Eat the fruit of your own ways, the Bible talks about in Proverbs 1. Okay, that's 1970. We're going to get to 1980. Stephanie, got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty.
Well, I was going to say that I'm happy to say that you haven't hit my era yet as far as my year, but you're starting to get there. And I thought maybe you had William Hung there in the studio live performing a few minutes ago.
Yeah, thank you. I am. I'm still here. I want to make radio my career.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yes.
But I just want to say that, you know, going back when you started in the 1930s from today, it's amazing how if you take someone from the 1930s and, you know, resurrect them back today, if they were deceased, they would say, wow, I can't believe how far we've gotten away from where we were. And what's amazing to me is that the people of this country just let it go. They just assume that there's going to be more compromise and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And where comes the time when people put their foot down and said, enough is enough, we've had enough, it's not going to go past it.
That's when it's going to change.
Exactly.
And not until then. Thank you for your call, Steph. We got 2 minutes. Boy, oh boy. I bet people that call in, they get mad at us because it's like we wait until the end or pick up the phone calls.
Yep.
And then we cut them off. We got 1980. Sorry, friends.
1980, Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, 1980. Yeah.
Walter Mondale.
You know what his whole campaign was running on? Then he was a Baptist born-again Christian. Boy, oh boy, where was the fruit on this guy, friends? Yep, go on.
Average age.
Oh, by the way, that little comment she made about you, Mr. William Hung.
Yeah, thank you.
No, folks, don't be surprised if you see something out there about how Jake and Bradley are now racists.
Yeah, I like you. You're good racist. I like you, Jacob Bradley.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll stop and get you some goodies after this, friend.
Yeah, I like
down
that.
Down the street
some
there.
Some fried rice, yeah.
Okay. 1980.
1980, life expectancy, 73.8. Thank you, William. We do appreciate it.
Okay.
New house, 68,714.
How much?
$68,714. Average income, $19,173.
It's going up.
New car, $7,201.
Yep.
Average rent, $300 per month. Tuition to Harvard, $5,300. That's insane.
And just thank God, that's all the Lord says, is go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and the people said that we would not. Talking about the economy.
Yep.
But you know why we had a good economy back up then? I'm talking about the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, friends, because we still
morality.
Had a moral nation.
Morality.
We were still ruled by God.
That's right.
Not by opinion.
Yeah.
Through the lie of democracy, friends, we're not a democracy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, undividable, with liberty and justice for all. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1 John 3.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.